its management, affiliates, and sponsors.
Welcome back to Backbone Radio. Ross Kaminsky behind the microphone. If you want to join the conversation, 303-696-1971. I want to switch gears here for a minute. By the way, I want to mention, I know you just heard the promo, but I need to reiterate this. This Obama 365 days and counting with Hugh Hewitt and Dennis Prager coming up on November 7th. I don't know how many of you have ever seen Hewitt and Prager, you know, in person and maybe had a chance to shake their hands, listen to what they have to say about politics. It's always fascinating. It's going to be a great event. I highly recommend it. I'm going to make my best effort to be there as well. Monday night, November 7th, you can get tickets at King Supers, or you can charge by phone at 866-464-2626. That's 866-464-2626. I hope I will see you there. Now, Herman Cain has made a lot of news in recent days, not just because he's been kind of rising in some polls, took a lead in a poll, in a Rasmussen poll in Iowa and that sort of stuff, but he's had to do some very, you know, had to use some very fancy footwork to deal with the issue of abortion. He said different things at different times that seemed to be fairly contradictory. And one of the appearances when he was talking about this was on the John Stossel show on Fox. And I just want to play, it's about a minute and 20 seconds long, but I want to play the whole thing for you just so you kind of get a sense of what Herman Cain is saying, and I really want to get your take on it at 303-696-1971. Don, if you'd hit that.
I'm pro-life from conception, yes.
Any cases where it should be legal?
I don't think government should make that decision. I don't believe that government should make that decision.
People should be free to abort a bit.
I support life from conception. No, people shouldn't be just free to abort, because if we don't protect the sanctity of life from conception, we will also start to play God relative to life at the end of life.
So I'm confused on what your position is.
My position is I'm pro-life, period.
If a woman is raped, she should not be allowed to end the pregnancy?
That's her choice. That is not government's choice.
Good.
I support life from conception.
So abortion should be legal?
No, abortion should not be legal. I believe in the sanctity of life.
I'm not understanding.
If
it's her choice, that means it's legal.
No. I don't believe a woman should have an abortion. Does that help to clear it up?
Even if she is raped?
Even if she is raped or is she the victim of incest, because there are other options. We must protect the sanctity of life, and I have always believed that. Real clear.
Let's leave it there, Don. So, I guess that's the end of the clip anyway. So, Herman Cain is making these statements, and I have to say, I'm as confused as John Stossel. And that wasn't the only time that Herman Cain has made confusing statements on the issue of abortion. Again, I'd love to get your take on this, especially Herman Cain fans. 303-696-1971. Don't be shy. This past Wednesday, Herman Cain was on CNN on Piers Morgan's show, and was asked about his view on abortion in the case of rape, and he said, "It ultimately gets down to a choice that a family or that mother has to make, not me as a president, not some politician, not a bureaucrat. It gets down to that family, and whatever they decide, they decide. I shouldn't have to tell them what decision to make for such a sensitive issue." And then later on he said, "I can have an opinion on an issue without it being a directive on the nation. The government shouldn't be trying to tell people everything to do, especially when it comes to social decisions that they need to make." So that kind of, you know, that's one half of what's going on. But then a lot of anti-abortion crusaders, including Rick Santorum, presidential candidate Rick Santorum, former senator from Pennsylvania, actually ran he sent out a fundraising letter saying that Herman Cain's position was very similar to John Kerry's and Barack Obama's. So, I don't know. Now, when this came up in another interview, Herman Cain said that He said he feels strongly enough about abortion that he would sign a constitutional amendment banning abortion. And quoting, I feel that strongly about it. If we can get the necessary support and comes to my desk, I'll sign it. That's all I can do. I will sign it. On the other hand, as I've mentioned too, and I think most Backbone Radio listeners already know, presidents don't have anything to do with constitutional amendments. They are purely acts of Congress and the states. They don't have anything. They don't require a presidential signature, and that, of course, is intentional. Now, Kane accused CNN and others for taking his remarks out of context, and he basically said that he was talking about, you know, just what a president's role is in the issue. But I have to say, I'm just as confused as John Stossel was at Herman Cain's position. He says, I'm pro-life from conception. And then when John Stossel asks, are there any cases where it should be legal? Cain says, I don't think government should make that decision. And then Stossel says, so people should be free to abort a baby. And Cain said, no, people shouldn't just be free to abort a baby. So what is it? Which is it? Now, I have to say that I like Herman Cain's original construction of what he thinks. And I, you know, this may not be popular with every member of my listening audience here at Backbone Radio. And again, would love to take your call if you disagree with me or if you agree with me, 303-696-1971. I like the idea of someone being pro-life, but not thinking that it is the government's job to enforce their view of morality on everybody else. Now, I understand well that people who are anti-abortion believe that it's murder, and therefore that they don't think that it should be a choice, just as no other murder would be thought of as a choice sometimes and not a choice sometimes. But at the end of the day, you may think something is murder, but it's based on your reading of the Bible and your belief, your particular faith. And so it is, in my view, it is, in fact, imposing morality, your morality, on the nation. Again, I realize this view is unpopular in certain circles. I don't like abortion. I would not encourage people to seek out abortions. I like the idea of encouraging adoption, for example. But let's talk about the politics of it here for a minute. Herman Cain, because I don't want to get into a big abortion debate. Herman Cain starts off by saying he's pro-life from conception, but then saying he doesn't think government should make the decision. But then he says that abortion should be illegal. And then he says if a woman is raped, should she be allowed to end the pregnancy? He says that's her choice. It's not the government's choice. But I support life from conception. So basically, what Cain is saying is his own personal moral code is anti-abortion in all situations, including rape and incest. But he's not interested in having the federal government impose that view on everyone. I applaud that position. I love that position. And I think that's a winning position for a Republican candidate in a general election. But that is not the same as saying that it's a winning position for a Republican candidate in a Republican primary, because it almost certainly isn't. And it's not even so much. Yes, it is true that, you know, voters in Iowa and Rick Santorum are already taking Cain to task on this, and many of them are saying that his view is much the same as the view of many liberals, which is really not true. I mean, the liberals that they're talking about, they're not just pro-choice. I mean, you can argue that they're pro-abortion. I mean, Barack Obama, some of the stuff that he did in the Illinois State Senate, it wasn't just pro-choice. It was like he was actively encouraging abortions, right? I mean, how many of you remember this bill that came before the Illinois State Senate, right? There was a case where a baby was born alive following a botched abortion, and the doctor told the nurse to, like, take this baby, premature born baby, into the closet until it died. And a bill came up before the Illinois State Senate saying that any baby born alive must be given medical care, even if that baby was born alive because an abortion failed. And Barack Obama opposed that. I mean, I'm pro-choice, but I can't imagine opposing that bill. When a baby is born alive, no matter what you think about when conception, you know, when life, if life starts at conception or something else, I mean, if a baby is born alive, for a doctor then to cause it to die by having it put in a closet, that's murder. That's murder. Barack Obama opposed a bill that would have forced that doctor to give medical care to that baby. Herman Cain's position is nothing like that. Yet Herman Cain's position borders on the libertarian, and I really like it, but it's not helping him right now. We're going to talk about this much more when we come back after this break right here on Backbone Radio. Stay with us. Backbone Radio, Ross Kaminsky in the studio, 303-696-1971. You know, I like Herman Cain, and I could imagine supporting the guy. I like the freshness that he brings. I like the fact that, as Newt Gingrich said, he's causing us to think about big things with his 999 plan, even though I have to say I'm not a fan of the 999 plan because I don't want to give the federal government a national sales tax until such time as the national income tax is repealed. And in fact, that's not really the way I want to go anyway. I much prefer a flat income tax to a national sales tax for a variety of reasons, but we'll talk about that another night. In the meanwhile, Herman Cain has been flipping and flopping all over the place on abortion. Now, I think I understand what Herman Cain really believes. I think what Herman Cain really believes deep in his heart is that abortion is wrong, but enforcing one particular view of morality on the rest of the country through the force of the federal government is wrong, too. And you know what? I agree at least with the second part of that. I'm not anti-abortion. I'm pro-choice. But I deeply respect the view of people who are against abortion who think it's murder. You can't argue with that. And I don't try to argue with that. I don't try to ever convince somebody who thinks abortion is murder that it's not. It is not my role. And it is not what I'm interested in doing any more than I'm interested in having a committed Christian try to convince me out of my own particular religious beliefs, such as they are. Not that I'm a particularly religious person. But the politics of this are fascinating. Herman Cain is taking a position that I think, well, he started as if he was taking a position that I think would be a pretty big winner in the general election. And I think he's trying to thread a needle here, although I don't think he's an experienced enough politician to really understand how needles get threaded. I mean, that's more of Mitt Romney's strong suit, although he messed it up in last Tuesday's debate a little bit. But when Herman Cain says, I'm pro-life, but I don't want to enforce that through the federal government or by some kind of dictate from the president, I think that's a view that would probably resonate with 60% of Americans, at least. You know, yes, there are anti-abortion activists, committed Christians, and people of other religions too, not just Christians, who think that abortion is murder and that therefore it is the government's job to prevent abortion. I'm not in that school. There's the other extreme, the far left, which thinks not only that abortion is, you know, okay, but should be encouraged from time to time and should be funded by the government and that sort of thing. I'm always against government funding of abortion because so many people believe it's murder. I think it's outrageous to even consider making people who think that abortion is murder have to pay for somebody else's abortion. That's utterly immoral as well. So while I'm pro-choice, I'm against government funding. Nevertheless, when you're looking at the politics of this, this is really coming back to hurt Herman Cain. His poll numbers had moved up a little bit following Tuesday's debate, but all of the other, or most of the other Republican candidates are jumping on him now. Michelle Bachmann said on Fox News Sunday, you can't have all of these flip-flops in our nominee. It's making the voters' heads spin. And there are other issues where Herman Cain has kind of gone back and forth on certain things. What was the other one? Wolf Blitzer on CNN asked Herman Cain if he would be open to negotiating with Al-Qaeda as far as a prisoner release, and it came up in the context of this big trade that Israel made where they gave more than 1,000 Palestinian prisoners to Hamas in return for one Israeli soldier. Blitzer asked Cain if he would make a similar trade with Al-Qaeda, and Herman Cain basically gave two different answers at two different times. At first he said, well, if I were in that position, I'd have to think about it, and then he said he wouldn't negotiate with terrorists. In any case, Bachman said, people want to make sure that our nominee is 100% pro-life, 100% standing for marriage between a man and a woman, which I should mention is not something that Herman Cain has ever waffled on. He's been pretty strong against gay marriage. And they certainly don't want to see terrorists released from Guantanamo Bay. So Bachman, Rick Santorum, and others are hitting back against Cain for his changing views on some of these fundamental Republican issues. I think that it's unfortunate that Cain is flip-flopping this much. Now, I understand he's doing what he has to do. For Cain to have a chance in this election, he probably needs to win Iowa and definitely needs to win South Carolina, because if he couldn't carry a Southern Baptist state as a Southern Baptist, then he's got no hope anyway. Now, a recent Rasmussen poll just in the past few days had him leading in Iowa, but Iowa Republican voters are big-time social issues conservatives. They care a lot about abortion, gay marriage, and that kind of thing. And so Herman Cain is aggressively walking back his semi-libertarian position on abortion, saying he would hope that there's a constitutional amendment against making abortion illegal, that, you know, he thinks it should not be legal, all this stuff, which is, in my view, it is different from what he really believes. I really think it is not what Herman Cain believes. Deep in his heart, I think he doesn't like abortion, but doesn't want to enforce his morality on the rest of the country. And I really respect that. I really like that point of view. I mean, that would be, for me, a libertarian-leaning Republican, that would be the perfect view to have in a Republican candidate, right? That he opposes abortion personally, but does not want to use the power of government to enforce that view of morality on the country. But Herman Cain is moving away from that quickly. And what's interesting is that his betting odds are not doing very well as we watch him move away from these things quickly. Herman Cain traded after this debate, and you know what? I'm going to look on intrade.com right now as we're talking to tell you what this looks like over the past several days or so. I'm looking at the past 14 days here. So after the debate, Herman Cain jumped up a little bit from, say, low sevens to over 9% briefly after the debate. And he hung around in the mid-eights for a couple of days after the debates, and, you know, above 8%. But since then, he's been drifting down as all this stuff is coming out about him changing his position on abortion and changing his position on negotiating with Al-Qaeda. And now he's back down to 7%. So, in fact, the last trade was 7%, but he's actually offered at 6.9%, which would actually bring him down back to the lowest levels that Herman Cain has seen for quite some time, for several weeks at least, in terms of political betting odds. I think it's sort of catching up with him that maybe the fact that he is so not a politician is not only a positive. There are certainly positives, good things to be said about a citizen politician coming to the forefront, but I think his lack of experience is showing. And it's going to be interesting to see whose benefit it accrues to. We'll talk more about the Republican field when we come back right here on Backbone Radio.